We're Royal Honey, and you're listening to the Pennsylvania Rock Show.
Your Scene Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourscene.com.
Yeah, the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those are
running
CDs
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
It's the Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. I heard a comedian talk about him and Michael J. Fox. You know, the world's something's wrong with the world when Michael J. Fox is all screwed up and Ozzy's fine.
Hey, it's Bill. You're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, BuildTheScene.com/radio, RootRooRadio.com, and AltRockRadio.ca up in Toronto, Canada. With me tonight, well, actually, I'm with them, our Royal Honey. What's up, gentlemen?
How you doing?
Hello.
Hey there.
We're in their practice space in West Homestead. I won't give it any more away. So the first question I ask is always the easiest one, and that's, where did the band name come from?
I just came up with it because I'm pretty good at naming bands, you know what I mean? No, and it's just something that just rolls off the tongue, you know. Sort of take a couple words, mix and match them together, and I just thought, come up with that one. I thought it was cool. I had kind of a list, and threw out a couple things to the guys, and there wasn't any sort of pushback with that, so that was the one that stuck.
Why don't you introduce yourself since you're speaking?
Angelo Amantia, and I play drums and sing a little backing vocals here in Royal Honey.
So I was watching a dance competition today, and you guys are like, what the hell does this have to do with this? And they, like, when they were handing out the prizes, they would let them talk, and they go, oh, by the way, what's your name? Yeah, the rest of you want to introduce yourselves?
Hey, I'm Eric. Go ahead. I'm Eric. I'm the guitarist and sing some backing vocals as well.
I'm Greg. I play bass. They call me Greggy Velvet.
Greggy Velvet. I'm Bobby C. I do the vocals for this thing.
I'm Dave Music. I play guitar, sing some backups.
Cool. So you guys released Hype Money and Misbehavior, what, a week ago?
About a week and a half ago, at Howlers, sold out show in Bloomfield,
and you've sold out on your original run of this too as well.
That's true. Yeah, it was a small run, but it was still a good crowd. We played with the legendary Hucklebucks, so both bands together. We just packed that room. It was a very hot night, sweaty, and all the CDs went. The Hucklebucks were giving their CD away as well, and everybody who came through the door just had a great time. They basically left messy.
They left messy, yeah.
With new music. Messy with new music.
Yep.
I haven't been there in a long time.
It's a great place, man. Right in the heart of the city, and they always treat us very well. Mary Jo, she's awesome. She's been doing it for a while. She books the bands, and it's a great spot, man. It's a gritty little spot. A nice PA in there, and it's all good.
So before we start recording, I gave you a sample question. I'm not going to ask that one yet, but you're going to know. So this one, I told you earlier that I teach social studies and science, and I told you that my questions sometimes come from what happened to me. Well, I was flipping through my social studies book and in fifth grade class, and there's a picture of a guy, I can't remember his name right now, but he looked exactly like my college roommate. Like, I sent it to my college roommate, and he's like, I asked him if he was a time traveler, and he's like, no, but damn. So the question is, the next time I'm flipping through my social studies book, if I find Royal Honey in there, what is that page going to be about?
Debauchery, I was music.
Rome sounds like Rome.
Right.
Rome. Exactly. Like in the what?
Fire everywhere.
Sure.
What's cool, because you could take a couple different things from the name. Like, Royal Honey could be like something that intoxicates you, a drink. Or it could be a woman that is a Royal Honey. Ooh, that's a royal. You know, I never even thought of that. But
she could
so
be a royal bee.
Right?
She could be a royal bee, too.
Right. Royal so there's different connotations. It's just kind of a cool, like, old school name. Like, some. You got to have something that's catchy, rolls off the tongue. I think so. You know what I mean? I'm like the old school way of naming bands.
I also do believe that sometimes how something sounds is just as important as what it means.
Oh, absolutely. It doesn't really mean anything specific. It's just two words that I thought sounded good together. But then when I was thinking about it, it can mean a lot of different things to somebody, you know?
Are you asking what would we have done to have gotten into the history books, though?
Yeah, but
obviously
but
Viking
we,
in your
we
case.
We covered that a little bit.
Yeah, I can see us like 17th century England, you know, with the wigs, you know, with the wigs.
You want a powdered wig?
The outfits look way too complicated.
I've many wigs already.
If you could go back in time and follow any band for a year to learn from them, which band would you follow and why? And each of you can answer if you like, or one person could, however you want to do it.
I gave you a little preview of mine. 1958, Ray Charles, watch a blind man play a piano and an old Fender Rhodes, go back and forth and just with a band that kicked it. That'd be fun to watch.
Anybody else have?
I would go with Aerosmith. Early years of Aerosmith when they're touring in that van that you see on Pickers.
On American Pickers.
That they got somehow on American Pickers just happened to be there.
Yeah.
I would want to tour with that band their first 2 years or first year just to see how that is. Or like the New York Dolls. One of those two bands would be my choice.
You would probably be dead right now.
Yeah.
I would do like the 77 Sex Pistols American tour when they first came over. Imagine that. Imagine seeing that tour.
It would be fun. It'd be scary. But it'd be fun.
On the other side of the coin, like a band like Kiss, like during their heyday, just like see all that goes into that, like setting up all that stage show and then putting on the makeup for hours. And just that has to just be, that's like more than being a band. That's like being in a traveling, like almost like a Broadway show or something. That'd be pretty interesting to see what those guys had to go through, you know, and with Ace Frehley and Peter Criss being wasted on top of it, like that would just
yeah,
be
yeah. I was just thinking
crazy.
You could see what caused all the strife that's going on now. Yeah. I am huge Kiss fan, so I'm glad you mentioned them. I thought we were headed in that direction when the New York Dolls were mentioned too.
Yeah.
Big influences.
If I was to go on tour with you guys, and in between cities, what music would we listen to?
A lot of what we just mentioned. We definitely would be...
Yeah, throw in some old Greasy era Stones.
I'm a big fan of Rival Sons.
Probably for current stuff, yeah.
Rival Sons. And I like that band.
I like the Aussie era with Randy Rhoads.
You'd probably hear a lineage of everything.
Yeah.
Just good old bluesy rock and roll. You know what I mean? Everything from punk to like, you know, what Eric said, you know, Ozzy and the Sabbath stuff, you know, he likes that kind of stuff. But we all have a little bit different maybe tastes, but not really though, because it's all the same tree. You know what I mean? Just little branches of it. You know what I mean?
It all kind of starts with blues.
Yeah,
I'd be definitely cranking some old Howlin' Wolf
and songs are what's important, no matter what genre.
I said Greg would be listening to Yanni.
You got
to
have the songs.
I had one band tell me that they listen to classical music in between.
Hey, so that's cool.
And
sounds contrived, but it's cool.
Yeah, uh-huh. I like jazz. Really, it's like no,
I
you
do.
Don't.
We don't
all jazz.
First beep.
There it is. That's $5. We have a $5 sin roll here.
The money was on me or Bobby, probably.
That's where the smart money was. We forgot to tell you. And yet I'm the one who broke it.
If I played a Royal Honey song backwards, see, now we're getting into Twister Sister. What would I hear?
Take off your panties. Take off your panties.
Dude, are you okay to drive home? Nothing real deep, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we don't get very philosophical.
No, backwards would actually be, go ahead and put your clothes on.
Oh, yeah. Good. Touche.
So, how about embarrassing moments that you've had on stage? And it could be with Royal Honey, or it could be with the band you were in before.
Oh, I've got two. So
Wait, I'm going to put a twist on this.
Okay.
Since you did that so quickly. You can't tell me about you. You have to tell me about someone else in the band. That was way too quick.
Well, no, but now I don't have it.
I can't really think of any, but nothing's really embarrassed me yet.
I can think of a bunch, but they're about me. I'm going to tell you right now, the last show, right? So we
Bobby took a shirt.
We write a lot of material, new material. So there are certain times when I need to use cheat sheets. The last show was so hot, not only did I have to expose my fat midriff, but it was so sweaty that I couldn't sing. There are actually photos of me holding my glasses up, sweating while I'm reading the lyrics. So that would probably be one of the top.
That was good. Dude, you know it's obvious that you're reading. You're like, yeah, I don't care at this point. I
yeah. But there are photos, which is great. So you see me, I have the mic. Mm-hmm. I'm holding it, and I'm holding it like this, holding my glasses up, looking down. So
the whole thing. That was a good one.
Yeah. All right, I did have a drummer actually throw up on stage at Gooski's.
Not me.
Nope.
No.
Nope. He will go unnamed.
And
again, it's about me. I got one about me.
I don't think I have anyone. I thought it was interesting one time we were playing a show. Bobby called out the bachelor party. That was fun because they weren't like cheering or anything. They were just sitting in the corner. We're playing this winery. Bobby says, "Hey, there's a bachelor party over there." And then
it was a bachelorette party. It was a bachelorette party, Greg. He was not yelling at a bunch of dudes.
Right. Bachelorette party.
Who came to see Royal Honey instead of going to a strip club?
I don't think they were our type, anyways.
Sure would.
So Duo, that was his name, right? Intern? Nothing from him?
Oh, there was a couple times. There was one time he got kicked off stage when he was playing with 10, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, that was kind of, he got into a big fight with the sound guy on stage. And
he was the singer of 10, singer, correct? Right. Yeah, and they kicked him off the stage.
He was a little intoxicated. Oh. There was sound issues, and he started calling out the sound guy on stage while he was playing with the rest of his band. Well, then they kicked him out of the band on stage. Oh. On stage.
That's beautiful.
Okay.
And the show ended.
Step Vader's too, didn't they? Like, fire him from the band. He showed up last show with the band wearing a shirt that had, like, the article of them looking for a singer.
Oh, I'm not sure. Oh. That might have been like a. I don't know.
I think that's who did that.
I'm not sure.
We're making all kinds of friends tonight.
That would make stuff up, but I think that's a true story.
We had talked about trying to record you guys playing live. I think we still try, and if it doesn't work, I'll play something off the disc.
Okay,
if that's okay with.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah. So normally at this point, I would ask you to tell me about the song we were going to do. Do you have a preference?
Well, we can still do that. I think we're going to play the first single that we released, and it's also the first song on the disc. It's called Dirty Romance. I think we should wait till the end because we're going to have to redo all the and stuff. But, it was the first song we released. It came out in March. We've been playing it for about a year now.
It's the first song we wrote, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one I brought in pretty much, close to complete. Just going for that kind of grindy, like, Exile era kind of sound. And I don't know, like, those words just kind of came out. And one night, just sat down, wrote it. Like, what do you guys think? Like, well, a little minor tweak here or there, and we're in business.
Yeah, Dave has a lot of, he's one of those guys that works real fast. He has a lot of ideas, so. He'll run them by, usually me, he'll email me a bunch of stuff, and then I'll say, well, this one could work, this one could work, this one could work. And then we bring him in, and then we sort of, it's got to be, work on the tempos or the groove or whatever. So Dave has the bulk of the ideas, and Eric's going to be contributing more. He has a song called Teaser that we recorded for the next one. But Dave has a lot of ideas quickly, and I have to sort of like, reel him in, but he's okay with that because that's just the way his mind works. And then the way my mind works, I'll say, this one sounds like our style. Let's work on this,
and I also sometimes write too many words.
Cut them in half. Yeah, and then like it's up section. To Bobby to phrase them how he wants to phrase them. So it really is a group effort, and there's no, Dave is, he's good about it.
I don't care.
If this is how it has to sound. I had this in mind. I've been in bands where the guy who brings in the song there can be like no change again. It's like, well, this is a band, you know what I mean? If I'm on payroll, you know, hey, pay me. If,
yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm like, if you can make it better, make it better. If you got an idea,
don't play it that way.
All right, so we're going to take a few moments. We're going to listen to Dirty Romance by Royal Honey. We'll be right back.
not break my heart in two. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Hey, Spill, we're back with Royal Honey in West Homestead. Usually it's the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania. I saw that. We have two red lights. You just heard Dirty Romance, and I still don't know what the second song was, so you're just going to have to figure it out later.
Are you talking about one of our songs?
No. I will pair it with another band.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
Maybe the Borstal Boys. Kind of looking at the drum head.
Yeah, they're our roommates. So.
Or Winter's Descent, who was here a little bit ago. Although they don't really mesh that well. But So let me give you a couple easier questions to start the segment off. Where, once you guys get your second run of CDs in, where can the listeners get a copy of that?
Where can we get a copy?
Where can the listeners get a copy of your disc?
Definitely at our shows, first and foremost. So you can check out our Facebook site, which is facebook.com/RoyalHoneyPGH. That's Royal Honey Pittsburgh. And that has all of our shows listed through Bands in Town as well. And then they'll also be available through us. And then we'll have them up on a physical media, like a merch site as well, with the rest of our merchandise as well. So T-shirts, koozies, the CD.
They can get all that through Facebook, right? Through PayPal?
Now you can get it. Yeah, you can get it through our Facebook site or even just direct messaging one of us. But we'll have that all up on either CD Baby or one of the major outlets pretty soon
for digital distribution.
Well, digital distribution is already out there,
right?
But yeah, if you want physical stuff like a T-shirt or a physical copy of the CD, right now it's basically just like message us or come to a show, and then we'll have a site up pretty soon.
On iTunes,
yep.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. The whole CD.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on CD Baby, right, Eric?
CD is available on CD Baby, iTunes. I think it should be on Spotify as well.
It's definitely on Spotify because Kerry bought the whole thing.
Right. Okay, cool. Yeah. So it's everywhere right now.
Now, do you guys have a website or are you just doing the Facebook thing right now?
We just use Facebook for right now.
Okay.
We're building our own. But that's kind of a
pain. It's just the easiest. Everybody's on Facebook.
He is.
The Dirty, who?
I don't know why that happened. Cut that part out.
He's still in love with his old band, man. I think you're still in love with your old girlfriend.
We have said Dirty Romance a lot. So
it's just another great band name that I came up with.
See, there was a band that came to town, a national band called Dirty Honey. Did you see that?
Yeah. That's crazy.
They're good, too.
I know. I think they owe Angelo some royalties.
You better believe
for that,
it.
Man. Yeah, with Dirty Charms and Royal Honey together, you get Dirty Honey. I think they owe Angelo for that.
What shows do you guys have coming up?
July, our next show that's set in Stone. I don't know when this is going to be here.
July 19th.
Oh, then it would be July 26th at a place called the Good Time Bar in Millville. And it's a great little gritty club that has a nice little built-in crowd of rock and rollers.
You can even smoke there.
Yep.
You have a really great time.
The Luxury Machine.
Luxury Machine.
Really cool band. If you have a chance, check them out. They're a good band. Two guys are a lot like the Black Keys. Drummer, keyboard player, plays a little guitar too. Real good band. Luxury Machine.
And after that, August 1st, the Jurgles were opening for Faster Pussycat, which is a great bill because I think that we were a lot like Faster Pussycat. We're like, you know, you don't want to pigeonhole your, you know, but some, but you have to because people want to know people, you know, and we sound, I keep hitting these hi-hats. I don't know what. we're a lot like Faster Pussycat, just, so we mesh well with them. Just gritty, yeah, Bang Tango also, another 80s band. So that's August 1st at Jurgles. We have tickets for that. If you want to, we would greatly love you if you would buy them off of us.
We buy every one that we have, which we have 50. So buy yeah. all of them.
Fast, buy in bulk.
I am definitely not going to ask you guys about pay to play because I'm not going to put you on the spot after that.
No. I think we're very selective about the shows that we take, where we have to sell tickets in advance, but the ones that we do take, we're a perfect match for, and we do well at it. So, we're not intimidated by it, but we're selective about it.
It's tough to do. I mean, it's tough to sell those tickets, you know what I mean? But
we work hard, and we market, and we promote, and so we do, right. You know, we're able to move them.
And like Eric said, we take those when we would probably be attending the show anyways. Yeah. So it's a good way to get in free.
You said that was August 1st?
That's August 1st. That's a Thursday.
Yeah.
Out of Jurgles. Yeah. And then back behind that, we've got Bobby's major event called Excusapalooza number 5. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so Excusapalooza is an event that I started with Ange, and I started it 5 years ago at Excuses on the South Side. This will be our fifth year of doing it. Proceeds from it go to the Women's Center and Shelter of Greater Pittsburgh, so goes to help a great cause. We've been able to raise lots of money by doing it. I mean, any band that you can think of, for the most part, that I could get to play, we get to play. We have 16 bands scheduled to play this year, starting at 11:30 in the afternoon and going as late as 1:30. So in that span of time, you can see the Motor Psychos, you could see the Cheats, you could see the legendary Hucklebucks, Royal Honey, Stone Cold Killer, the Borstal Boys, Gara.
Saints on that?
13 Saints.
Argus.
Molecule Party?
Molecule Party. And there's probably a few more that I know that I'm missing here, so I apologize.
We don't have the list in front of us.
I don't have it in front of us. That's right. I do not have a list in front of me right now.
And,
but those are all the bands that are there.
And when they get that list, they'll forward it to me, and I'll post it on Build the Scene. Absolutely. And then we'll you can look for it there.
But it's a great event. We work with that bar. It's cool. It's kind of something. I like it because it's a day-long event of all the bands that I like. So
with the money going to a good cause.
Yes, right.
Yeah, you really can't beat it. I mean, it's just there's a big crowd there. You know, it's just a big, beautiful social day in summertime in Southside, and it's an awesome thing.
It's a nice cross section.
You don't want to miss it.
Of Pittsburgh music as well. We got some metal, we got some EDM, a lot of rock and roll.
We're lucky enough to have the artwork of Brian Holderman as well. So I'm not sure. He's done a lot of artwork for a lot of pinball machines. He's done the artwork for the third and fourth Excusapalooza. He's done the artwork for those. So posters, T-shirts, things like that. So if you're a fan of that art, he's going to have some of his artwork there as well again. And we'll have original concert T-shirt designs as well with all the band names and everything. So
cool.
I'll be selling my garlic.
Oh, that's right.
I grow garlic.
Garlic and
spices. And I'll sell it at Excusapalooza because I harvest it in July. So all the proceeds of the garlic is going to go to women's.
That's
shows.
A first.
I mean, it is. It's called really
Greggy Garlic Velvet.
It's called Music Garlic.
Hey,
it's
believe me.
Hard garlic.
I'm all about the garlic, man.
You don't want your garlic soft.
I smell like garlic right now.
So I take pre-orders and I sold it last year. I gave like $75 to the women's shelter from garlic sales.
For an extra dollar, he'll autograph it.
Oh, why is that so funny to me?
A bundle of garlic will last you a while. It's good.
It really will.
It's really good. It really is good.
We have a special package deal. It's a Royal Honey. It's the hype money and misbehavior CD bundled with a clove of garlic.
Oh my goodness gracious!
All for $10.
I don't know why.
Nice.
Beautiful.
If you, let's say instead of a band, you guys were a management company and you had to put together a super group from the bands that you have played with in the past, who would be in the band and what genre would they play?
Bands that we have played with in the past, like members from other bands we've played with?
Not bands you were, not like, you could pick people from the Cosmosonics, but you can't be.
Well,
you can't pick
I'm
you.
Not gonna get into, I'm right. not going to get into that.
But you can't. You
and nobody.
Ouch. Right. You five cannot be in the band, but anybody else that you've shared a stage with, whether they were in your band or it was just a band that you played with.
Yeah, that's too much thinking, Dave.
that's a lot of thinking. Yeah.
I said I was going to give you a couple easy ones.
I mean, I pretty much did kind of exactly that. Like I had played on and off with Ange and kind of side projects back in the past. So I was just kept planting the seed. Dude, if you ever start another band, I want in. If you ever start another band, I want in. So this is it. It's like, I mean,
up to that question. All right. On guitar, I would definitely have, got to have either Curtis or Kyle from Stone Cold Killers.
Yep. Like those guys too.
Or both.
Or both. Yeah.
That's a good one.
You're putting it together. You can have both.
Okay, we'll stay with guitar players. I'll go with Ford Thurston. You guys may know Ford. Ford Jeff, whatever
he's
called.
He's in Nashville.
He's in Nashville,
right?
Yeah, Nashville guy.
Yeah.
If I was doing bait, I would say a guy named Mo Nelson. He was in, what the heck was the band?
He's in the Mo Nelson band.
Yeah, he's in the Mo Nelson band. He would be playing bass. He was in Pixelated for a while, but he's a great bass player.
And he looks like the guy from The Shiners.
Yeah,
I was put up as a singer, Bobby.
I don't know. I love Todd Porter. I never was in a band with him, but I would go with Todd Porter or Ted from the Hucklebucks. Those are my two favorite vocalists.
See, and I love Rocky from Those Gorgeous Bastards.
I'm sure.
Rocky from Those Gorgeous Bastards. He's got that.
Yeah.
He's got that. You know,
Rocky is like Ric Flair meets Gold Dust meets Jerry Only.
Yeah,
that's
there you go. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
that's
pretty spot on.
That's a big dude too. Yeah.
My buddy Gary was in the Cosmosonics with Angelo. He's out in L.A. now in a band called The Claws with Chad Cherry from The Last Vegas. And
what's he play?
Guitar and sings.
Ange, you want
to? Ange is ready the drummer.
I tell you, the drummer would be, his name is Mark Cooper. He was in Norman Nardini's band for the longest time. I grew up watching him play, 16 years old, sneaking, not really sneaking into the decade because we knew the door guy and I grew up in South Oakland, but Mark Cooper was amazing. I never saw meter like him. He was so smooth, so on it, and he could sing like nuts from back there doing all the harmonies. I think he's the baddest drummer ever to come out of Pittsburgh.
I like Joffo Simmons too. Joffo Simmons, drummer as well. That's a good one. Plays with Joe Grushecki and the House Rockers.
I am actually going to be talking to Danny from the House Rockers here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, he's a good dude. Like Danny a lot.
So, I have one more question for you guys.
Uh-oh.
You worried?
Yeah, okay. Lob it up.
If Armageddon happens and a few people survive and they have to rebuild the human race, what song would they listen to while they're rebuilding the human race off of your CD?
Oh, I was going to say We Built a City by Starship, but...
Oh, God. Please, I hope they're not listening to that. Be a pretty lame city.
Humanity wouldn't last too long.
Probably American Jive. So that they didn't
American
do it again.
Jive.
Yeah, American.
Yeah,
I'll go with American Jive.
Or the news.
American Jive is like, because there's a line in there. Are you glad to be alive? So kind of makes sense. It's a real.
They may say no.
Yeah, it's a real hard hitting, hard driving sort of celebratory tune, man. That's what we're into, man. We're not into gloom or doom. We're into old school rock and roll values. You know what I mean? Have a good time. Life's rough, man. We all know it. But, hey, man, music's supposed to take you out of the daily stupid silliness that we have to all deal with. And just glad to be alive. I'm fortunate to be here with good, great friends playing music. And so, yeah, American Jive is actually perfect for that.
All it's about is having a good time.
That's it, man.
See, I would say Liquid Dynamite because it's the longest song. So
it's not on.
It's not on. That's on the
Greg.
See, he read between the lines. He understood what I was saying.
Liquid Dynamite. You know, if it's Armageddon, Liquid Dynamite.
Yeah, but he said off the CD. The CD. Not, yeah. He said off the CD that we, yeah.
That will be on our forthcoming.
But yeah, we already got stuff in the works. And it'll be out in the wintertime that I'm really excited for because it's going to be another real good one. So we're about, I'd say, a third of the way done with that. We got all the rhythm checks done. So,
well, I'm guessing that I'll probably still be at this at that point. It's been 15 years.
Unless that Armageddon happens.
So, yeah. So if when you have it done, you want to go on 3 questions and a song, we can do that too. That's my other podcast.
Yeah, would love to do that.
That one's much shorter, a lot easier.
Well, this one wasn't that tough, Bill. Like, you really, you oversold it, I think.
Oh. Maybe I went easy on you.
Or that.
All right, well, thanks for letting me come out and
thank you.
Hanging out
this
with me.
Awesome, Bill. Appreciate you being thanks here.
Thanks for
man.
The help.
And make sure you check out the Pennsylvania Rock Show each and every Friday. And go to parockshow.com and BuildAScene.com, podcastyourscene.com. You can track down everything I'm doing and a lot of what's going on in Pittsburgh from those 3 sites. And we will see you next week.
Awesome. Take care. No, yeah.
guys, this is Mark from Rat Rod. You're listening to Pennsylvania Rock Show.